Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST.
Oh, fellow foodies, are you in for a big treat? The moment has arrived, and I tell you, it is really hard to find the words that fit this moment appropriately, so I'm going to struggle. Yes, we are, in fact, broadcasting live after 364 days of anticipation. We are coming to you live from the second annual Arizona Bacon Fest at the Keno Stadium, having a great time. You know, the show here is live from 4 to 5. They're going to let the VIP ins here at 5 o'clock to have an hour run of the place, and then at 6 o'clock, the gates are going to swing open wide for the rest of you, and I think there's a few tickets left to come to Arizona Bacon Fest, but anyway, a show about bacon would not be complete without our celebrity co-host for the full hour. He is a fellow foodie. He's also my official partner in porkonomics policy, the Honorable John Farlow is back.
Oh, my God, Matt. We have been waiting for this for an entire year.
Can you believe we're here?
Salivating. I don't think there's going to be anything left for anybody that shows up at 6 o'clock, because I'm here from 5 to 6. So
5 to 6, and then 6, and something tells me, John, you and I are going to be the last ones out the gate.
We're not leaving until this thing shuts down. They'll turn out the lights on us. So.
Okay. Well, anyway, we've got 35 restaurants here. We've got about 20 brewers here. All of the restaurateurs here have been asked to make something that includes bacon in some capacity. American sliced bacon, jowl bacon, Canadian.
I mean, there is everything that you want here. I went to the event last year, and it was amazing. I mean, and this year it proves to be better. It's they've taken what they learned last year and turned it into a even better event. So,
well, I mean, yeah. I just can't imagine, man. We're taking a look around the landscape here. We've got basically all the great chefs in town are here. Well,
exactly. I mean, they've really stepped up the game as far as the different restaurants that are here. I mean, this is really Tucson at its finest. So yeah. I mean, as far as from a culinary scene, so
exactly. Well, you know, there's a guy here who has been working very hard, John Farlow, helping to put together this event for all of our fellow foodies. And you know what? He looks awfully good for all the work that he's had to endure over the last year. Anywhere, event producer Lou Pimmer is with us. What's going on, Lou?
Hey, Lou.
How you doing? Having some volume on, right. Lou. There, Lou. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you? Thanks for being here.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you.
Here we are.
Thank you.
Arizona Bacon Fest. So, how did this whole idea come about for this event?
Man, we were having breakfast one day, and we say, you know, bacon sounds pretty good.
Bacon actually, always sounds good.
Yeah, everything goes well with bacon. When you think of bacon, it's like, it can't go wrong, you know? And so, actually, you know, this event had actually taken place in San Diego once before,
right?
And it still does, and we're through some relationships in San Diego, and we brought it over here to Tucson. This is our second annual, I believe you mentioned. And we just want to, give exposure to the various restaurants in town who may specialize in bacon or who want to get out there and share their up-and-coming recipes.
And share they will.
Yeah.
You know, John and I are here. I don't know that there's going to be enough food for the rest of the 2,400 people that are expected to be here tonight. But give our fellow foodie listeners a sense of the whole kind of layout here. I mean, when you come to Bacon Fest, what are you going to walk into, Lou?
Well, you're going to walk into, we have like 19 or 20 different vendors providing different types of samples. We've got bacon, chocolate, we have cotton candy bacon, we have a pig bean roaster right over here. There's different beer samples.
You just lost me.
Yeah.
John, come back. We're live.
They can sample all the bacon they want. They get a number of beer samples they can get as well. And just have a good time. We have a live band playing. They'll be starting here shortly. We have a number of bands, actually, and some DJs.
We have some great breweries here, too.
Yes. We have a number of local breweries here in town. Nimbus is here. Gosh, really, there's a number.
We're enjoying a Four Peaks.
Four Peaks.
We're enjoying their peach ale right now, a lovely place to begin the evening with a lovely 4.5% lovely peach
nice.
Ale. It's just
very
gorgeous.
Summery.
That's right.
Beautiful.
And you know, what I tell people is when they show up, they have to raise their right hand, repeat it, and oink after me. and then they're good to go.
John, have you oinked on live radio?
Oh,
let's
oink,
hear your
oink,
best.
Oink, oink, oink,
oink, he says. There's got to be a hashtag in there somewhere.
Yeah, now, oink we trust.
Lou, in addition to the DJs, I think I saw some divas. Vuz walking around.
Yes,
you know they're all out in their number today.
I know. I saw some of that. It was it was quick in passing.
So now people are actually the restaurants out here. Not only are they giving the opportunity for the thousands to come and taste
yes.
of their hard work, but they're also entering their samples into competition. Talk a little bit about the judging that's going to be happening tonight.
Well, what happens is each judge gets to sample a little bit of bacon. And how it is that each restaurant prepares it, and they just let their mouth do the talking, I guess, their tongue do the talking, and they decide on the winner.
He says, sample a little bit of bacon.
A little bit of bacon. Yeah. I don't think there's such a.
How many vendors did you say you got?
I've never
heard little and bacon in the same sentence before, at least when I'm around.
They sample it and decide who the winner is, and they announce it right up here.
I love it. So yeah. You got VIP hour starting at 5 o'clock.
That's
so for
right.
1 hour, and the VIPs obviously all sold out.
Sold
correct.
Out.
So they get the run of the show for the whole hour, and then at 6 o'clock the doors swing open.
Yes.
And in they walk. Now, are there any tickets remaining for any folks that are listening on the radio now and want to come in last minute?
Yes, there are tickets, but we're going to cap it off at a certain number of people because we want everyone to eat as much bacon as they can.
I like that.
Because every new person in the gate is one less slice for me, Lou.
That's right. Last year, I had to turn away people.
That was a lesson learned last year, wasn't it?
I had to turn away people because I just I didn't want people to walk away without a full belly.
Now, what kind of bacon is your? So we've got the traditional American sliced. You got Canadian bacon. You got jowl bacon. You got pork belly. I mean, you're the event producer, for crying out loud. Surely you must have an idea for what the majesty of bacon represents for you, Lou.
The best bacon for me is the free bacon. If it's free, it's for me.
And my guess is you've had your fair share,
man,
as event producer.
I've been sampling as I go along.
Yeah, I see that you're not libating yet. Are you kind of pacing yourself, Lou?
I'm drinking water right now because it is hot.
That's very wise.
And as soon as it cools down, I may partake in a couple, and I may succumb to peer pressure right now.
And there's plenty of things to partake in here. So
I would say.
Yeah.
Now, this event wouldn't be possible without all the great sponsors. And, Hormel has come out in such a big and bold way. Yeah. The Black Label brand. Talk a little bit about Hormel and why it's so important to have them as a partner in this organization.
Man, they're like the godfather of that industry. When you think bacon, you think Hormel. When you think, when you think good, delicious bacon that's going to fill your belly in the morning for breakfast or tonight with a snack or all you can eat, then that's Hormel.
I love it.
And we love that we've established a great working relationship with them. And they believe in what we're doing, and certainly we believe in them.
Yeah.
And we're thankful for them.
And taking a look around, this is a huge event. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Yes,
we want to
is.
Encourage all of our fellow foodie listeners, when they're going into the store and they're looking for bacon, really go to the top of the line, and
that's
that is Hormel,
right.
because
that's
you can't
right.
go wrong.
You can't go wrong.
That is absolutely where we're rolling. Well, anyway, Lou Pimmer, the executive producer of Arizona Bacon Fest, congratulations
right
to
on.
All of you, and
thank
you so much for everything you've done.
Thank you, sir.
Absolutely.
Thank
so,
you.
John,
thanks,
we're, we got about another minute before we go to a commercial. The music's kind of getting
started. We got a party going.
I'm
here
starting
now,
to move
so,
now.
Yeah.
Talk about your hat. If this was a TV show, people would know. But tell us about that hat, John.
I wear this hat twice a year, and it is a bacon trucker hat. And my wife cringes every time I walk out of the house with it. So I'm only allowed to wear it on special occasions such as this.
Well,
so,
I would suggest that this is indeed a special occasion.
This is.
I don't know that you could get away with wearing that
celebration
hat
of pork.
Anywhere else. That's right. Well, we pledged our allegiance to pork for the full hour, and that is going to continue on in the balance of the show. We're going to be talking to our good friend Chef Jim Murphy of Kingfisher and Bluefin. He's going back to school, ladies and gentlemen. You got to hear all about that and what he's going to be doing to raise some money for a great organization in town. And when we come back in the second half of the show, John, we're going to be talking to some of the heroes here.
Yep.
Who are helping to make
this
such a delicious event. We're going to be talking to people like Ken Foy from Dante's Fire. Yeah. We're going to be talking with Pat Connors from Pastiche, talk about what he's going to be rolling out.
Nice.
I understand people like Lindy Riley from Lindy's on 4th is going to be in the house today.
Yep. He will be here.
Serve it up. Now, he's the grand champion from last year, is he not?
He won the best sandwich last year, and I think he's coming up with something pretty similar today. I know he's been slaving away the whole day, so
I love it. Well, we're going to be keeping the party going. There's a few tickets left, so come on down to the Keno Stadium and stand in line for some of the few tickets that are left. We're broadcasting live from Keno Stadium for the second annual Arizona Bacon Fest. You're listening to On the Menu Live on KNST AM 790. Stick around. We'll be right back.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And Welcome back to On the Menu Live. Matt Russell broadcasting live from Keno Stadium for the second annual Arizona Bacon Fest with my celebrity co-host for the full hour, John Farlow.
You caught me with this four peach or the Four Peaks peach ale on my lips.
And so. And yes. And the Honorable Jason Amico from Russell Public Communications is executing the duties of his office quite significantly bringing us another round of the Four Peaks peach ale from Four Peaks.
I just feel like it's summertime with this. So.
Well, anyway, you know, Arizona Bacon Fest, John Farlow, would not be Bacon
it
Fest
would
were
Bacon
it not
Fest.
Be for our next guest because, you know, he knows his round, way around a hog. You know, he's throwing a few of them on a spit these days. In fact, he's going to be doing a hog tomorrow at this killer event that he does every year from Acacia Real Food and Cocktail. Chef Albert Hall is here.
Featuring the Hog of the Forsaken.
The Hog of the Forsaken.
Hashtag Hog of the Forsaken. Let me tell you, Albert Hall, you've got quite a weekend here in front of you, and I got to tell you, you look darn good for, I mean, how long does it take to prepare for an event of this magnitude?
You know, I'm feeling really bacony.
Well, it's kind of sizzling out here,
there's something in the air. And, you know, the we were setting our little booth up over there, and the gentleman next to me has a Cajachina, and he has a whole, he's got an 80-pound pig in that
Cajachina. I saw that thing, like all,
and I mean,
put it out, and it was,
and I'm downwind to him, so that was.
Hey, another.
And so what you're saying is I just need to camp out at your booth.
It was really nice, yeah.
So, you know, you're going to be seeing your wife at all this weekend? I mean, you're one of the busiest guys on the street.
She's holding the fort down.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow's the big day.
You won't recognize her. She's in her coconut bra and grass skirt. And
the big luau at Acacia tomorrow.
Big luau tomorrow.
Yep. You got a whole pig. You got some island fried rice.
We do. We've got all kinds of Polynesian food, chicken adobo and poi. We have poi eating contest.
Oh. Poi
juggling
eating
with
contest,
coconuts.
So how are you making people eat their poi? With their fingers?
Absolutely.
I'm making a two-finger poi. Which is a little looser than, say, a one-finger.
You know what? I dip my pork in my poi. That's what I do.
That's a family show.
That's
great.
Wrong.
So, a Don Ho look-alike contest.
Yeah.
You know, you never see John Farlow and Don Ho in the same room at the same time.
That's very true.
You know, I think he's got...
Is Don Ho still
around? I know.
He's
that's
not.
Why, that's, why you don't, that's exactly why you don't see us around.
So you got this big luau going at Acacia Real Food and Cocktail, Skyline and Campbell. Still a couple of seats left for that big party?
We do. It's we're almost full. We could probably squeeze a couple more in.
Okay. How do they do that? They make a phone call? They show up? What's the best way to do it?
You call 232-0101. You book them.
Is easiest number to remember, 232-0101. As we say, aloha.
Book them,
Dano. Okay, book them, Dano. The luau tomorrow at Acacia. But let's talk about tonight. So what are you guys, when you're thinking of giving an Acacia experience to 2,500 people tonight, what are you going to be preparing tonight?
Okay. How many?
2,500 people.
Yeah, 2,500.
Send the truck back to Acacia. So.
They told me to prepare for 50 people.
They heard we were coming.
I'm just
so,
kidding. So. 2,500 people. Now, you know, now, can I tell you what we're doing?
Let's
because
do it. Yeah.
Are
yeah.
you judging the...
Well, I
was going
to judge.
Out, so.
I had a conflict.
So now I can tell you what
yes,
it was.
Yes, of course.
We're doing a couple things. I made a house-made linguica sausage.
Oh.
And then we cured this jalapeno bacon and smoked it with maple wood, house-made. So we've wrapped our linguica in this bacon.
Oh.
And we grill it.
I really am gonna camp out
did,
Albert's
since,
place. Man.
Since we did 22 pork bellies.
Nice.
We took all the bacon ends and pieces, and we made bacon jerky out of it.
Oh my gosh!
And we tossed that with Tabasco and lime.
Oh,
and I mean that's it.
God.
So people say Bacon Festival, come have a slice of bacon. Albert Hall now is sort of taking the bacon level to stratospheric proportions.
I mean, the theme is bacon, right?
When you got to play along, right?
I almost fainted on that. So.
I'm just saying.
So it sounds like a great, you know, you want to find out where Albert Hall is, take a look around and look for the line at the Easy Up that says Acacia, because that's where Albert is going to be doing his thing. That's how he rolls. You've got luau tomorrow night. Now, you also got something kind of cool coming up for Father's Day as well, so now rest for the weary,
I don't mean to do this, but we have to back up for a minute. If you really want to see Albert Hall, you may want to check out the 10 craft beer tents.
That's right. It takes a village. You got your crew there at the tent. Let's go have some beers.
Now, what do we have going on?
We got Father's Day coming up. T-bone special there.
We've got a T-bone steak for Dad, as big as your head. $35 for Dad only. Now, this is a 20-ounce actually, they're porterhouse steaks, but I said T-bone.
Okay. Well, they're because you know, to the novice, they look the same.
You know, yeah. I mean, I tend to kind of understate. You, you know.
So this is a Big Daddy porterhouse.
Yeah, yeah, Dad's. We're serving a dad-sized salad, a twice-baked potato, this big porterhouse with vegetables, and then a dessert.
You got some like
for
a
$35 for Dad.
Brownie fudge thing.
Yeah, and Mom will probably charge her double, or if the kids are paying, we'll charge them double. Trip.
That's right. Yeah. Kids, take your dads to Father's Day dinner. Albert Hall at Acacia Real Food.
Something
and
for everybody.
So, I'm looking forward to paying you a visit over there at the Acacia booth. All of our friends that are making their way over to the Keno Stadium, make sure to say hi to our good friend Albert Hall. Tell him you heard him on the radio. And, oh, they're doing the national anthem. Is it un-American to keep talking?
I don't know.
I've actually never had this experience before. Anyway, this is actually a nice Albert time Hall's to take a moment. Yeah. We're taking a moment. Albert has a great voice, doesn't he?
Yeah, it's amazing. He just stepped away to the stage.
Classically trained.
Anyway, like the way I throw 300 yards.
So we might like to pay tribute to our country, but you know we've got this thing called a hard news break, a hard sponsor break. So we do have to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to the Honorable Jim Murphy from Kingfisher at Bluefin. He's got some exciting things going on June 10th that he wants you to be a part of. So stick around. You're listening to On the Menu Live on AM 790 KNST. We'll be right back.
Stay bacony, my friends.
When Robert Louis Stevenson said, "Many's the long night I've dreamed of cheese," he must have been dreaming about Blue, the cheese shop at Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. Step up to the new cheese counter at Alfonso's and bask in the sensational array of artisan cheeses, from the freshest of Chèvres to a 5-year vintage Gouda and everything in between. All of the more than 30 gourmet cheeses are cut to order, and Blue's specially trained staff is on hand to make thoughtful suggestions on cheese platters and pairings. Dreaming of delicious cheese? Go see my friends at Blue, the cheese shop at Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics on River and Campbell in St. Philip's Plaza.
If you didn't know that Acacia has one of the best happy hours in the West, been missing out on a great experience. Our bar menu features a wide selection of shareable small plates, creative cocktails, extensive beer and wine, as well as daily specials every night of the week. Kick back, unwind, and join us at Acacia, where great food at great value is always on tap. Acacia, real food and cocktails. Visit us online at acaciatucson.com.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio, and it's only here on KNST.
Yes, siree. Welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live for the full hour here at the second annual Arizona Bacon Fest at Keno Stadium. Having a great time. We are pledging our allegiance to pork.
United States of Bacon.
United States of Bacon here with my celebrity co-host for the full hour, fellow foodie, and our official partner in porkonomics policy, John Farlow. Having a great time. This is a great beer to start this afternoon.
Oh, this is a perfect beer. Yeah, it's very light, refreshing. Yeah, I really, really like this peach ale.
Again, yeah, we're talking about the Four Peaks peach ale from our friends up in are they in Phoenix, Chandler? Oh, they're in Tempe.
Tempe.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we have to make it get it right.
I mean, and we've got lots of other sampling to do here because there's a lot of breweries out here. So this could be a fun night. It's going to be a long night, Jason. So
so take her easy. Anyway, here's one of the good guys, John Farlow. You know, you think about the chefs in town that really helped, and I mean this very sincerely, you know, 15, 20 years ago, Tucson really started becoming a food town.
Yeah.
When you think about the investments that people like Jim Murphy made, you know, when he opened Kingfisher, and it's almost like a lot of folks just sort of followed because he said yes to what Tucson can be from a culinary perspective. And my brother Murph is right here right now. Chef, how you doing, man?
I'm well, man. Thanks for having me.
I mean, we heard about this event that's coming up on June 10th, and we had to have you on because, look, I got to be honest with you, Murph. I don't know how you find time when you're bouncing back and forth from Kingfisher to Bluefin. I mean, and now you're doing something for the community charitably. How can you find time on your watch to do this stuff?
Well, I turned and I decided to go back to school. And so this is a culmination of my capstone class.
Right.
Myself and six others, the Capstone 7, are putting on a benefit for the Southern Arizona Community Food Bank.
Right.
And we're trying to just raise awareness of a summer program they have called Summer Meals Mission. That's what we call ours. And what it does is it gets food to the kids that normally eat school food. You know, they're fed in the morning when they go to class. Well, when they're not in class in the summer, there's a big hole in their food intake, you know. So what this does is benefits Tohono O'odham and also the kids in Tucson. And we've partnered with Desert Diamond Casinos and the Art Institutes, where I went back to school for. And we have this benefit Tuesday night at the Desert Diamond, 5:30 cocktails, reception, 6:30 dinner. It's a $50 ticket, but it's we created a company, and it was part of our whole class, and we had to do it to graduate. We created a company, and we did the costing and the benefit analysis and everything for to support the food bank, and we're trying to, you know, give them a big fat check.
Fantastic.
What an outstanding cause. I mean, the food bank does so much for Tucson.
Yeah, you know, just one of the organizations that really is always in need. I mean, we can never support them enough. So June 10th out of the Desert Diamond Casino, cocktails at 5:30, dinner at 6:30. Now, Desert Diamond Casino.
Right.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's
what you said?
I did. And Old Nogales House.
Exactly.
Right
that's
by
the
airport. Yeah.
Exactly. So what are people going to see when they walk into the event? Talk a little bit about the event itself. And what kind
Well, there's seven of us, and each one of us, we had to create an hors d'oeuvre and then cost the hors d'oeuvre, produce the hors d'oeuvre, and we'll produce it for 100 pieces each. And then we kind of the menu is a four-course menu, and it's a collaboration. We kind of took a theme of Americana or American regional, and everybody came in with 15 recipes, and we kind of weeded through them and did a lot of compilation. You know, we came up with four courses. The first course is a composite salad, mescaline greens. There's a little couscous salad. There's some shaved beets and apples on top, and a gastrique for the vinaigrette. And then the second course is a cedar planked fish with white grits and a blueberry and a blackberry glaze. The entree course is roast lamb and over an artichoke risotto.
Beautiful.
And then we're doing a peach and mango cobbler for dessert. And this is all stuff that we're making in school. And we had to, you know, cost it out and write it and order it. And it's funny. It's something that a lot of second nature.
Yeah.
I've done it once or twice. But, you know, and the thing about school, and I'm an advocate of knowledge and reading and learning. I'm a voracious reader, and I can say that had I finished my degree 25 years ago, I would have been a better businessman.
Wow.
I would have run a better ship. I would have been a better employer, you know, to my staff. And it's something that I feel strong about, and going back to school just kind of underlines what I've done in the restaurant business, because it's about learning.
Beautiful.
And it's about taking care of the guests.
And you probably get to share a lot with your fellow classmates, too.
Well, it's great, too, because, I mean, stuff. I'm and they're all in their 20s, you know.
Yeah.
So
teach me.
Right, so they're all in their 20s, but that kind of you know, in a classroom setting, that's just great to be in. There's a lot of great energy, and that's, you know.
I love it. So June 10th, Desert Diamond Casino. How can people get tickets for this
event? Oh, you can go to eventbrite.com.
Okay.
And look up Capstone 7 is the name of
that's
our group.
That's easy.
Capstone 7 at eventbrite.com. You can buy tickets there. You can also buy – there'll be some tickets walk up at the door, but I would go to Eventbrite and get them there.
Easy way to do it. Okay, so we got about another minute left before we have to bring Fox News on. But you're right in the middle of summer road trip. Yeah.
We just started last Thursday. We switched our first menu. Pacific Northwest now. Great Plains Midwest starts the 17th. And Lobster Fest up at Bluefin's rolling. We're already into our 600th lobster, and we've been going 13 days. So,
you know, I was sitting with Adam Lehrman, the Tucson foodie, last Saturday, I think it was.
Yep.
We did our show up at the Hacienda del Sol, and he was right on his way to your place.
Thank you, Adam. He wrote some very nice stuff.
Yeah, very good. You know, Adam's usually not more than about 10 feet away from this microphone. clearly, there's been a schedule conflict. But anyway, Jim Murphy from Kingfisher and Bluefin, you know, one of the great culinary treasures in this community. I can't thank you enough for what you and your team have done to sort of set the level high. We love the creativity that is just constantly being kicked out of both kitchens, and I salute you, sir, and especially getting behind this organization and doing such a wonderful thing for these kids.
And, you know, we're also partnering with John Wordis, who runs the Caridad Kitchen, which is off of off Stone down there. He's a great guy. He's got a great team, and he teaches people to get back into the workforce. And it's a great program, and he's also working with us.
I love it. Anyway, Jim Murphy from Kingfish and Bluefin, always a pleasure seeing you, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
Good luck to you, Chef.
Thank you.
Go have some bacon.
And my bacon senses are changing.
Well,
it'll all be about seafood.
Anyway, Jim Murphy, isn't he just one of the best, John
Carlo? Oh, he is.
I mean, you know, think about all these awards that these guys continually win. You know, best this, best that.
It really is.
Kingfish and
Bluefin. It really did set the tone for culinary cuisine.
Didn't it?
Culinary, I don't know what I'm trying to say. The scene here in Tucson, I can't talk anymore.
They finally had an investment in this community.
Yeah, no.
And their
and
vision
stuck
is really,
around.
Is
and,
really
they're
coming
a staple.
Alive. Anyway, we're going to take a quick news break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to start talking to some of the chefs who are busily preparing to feed the thousands here. You don't want to miss this. You're listening to AM 790 KNST. It's Matt Russell. We'll be right back.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live now deep into my second Four Peaks. At the Arizona
Bacon Fest. Really easily, so let's just...
Especially when it's 1:03 out. But anyway, here we are. Keno Stadium for the second annual Arizona Bacon Fest. All things bacon.
Uh-oh.
We're pledging our allegiance to pork with our celebrity co-host, John Farlow.
It's hard to smell really good around here.
Having
so,
an absolutely great time.
Oh, yeah.
Well, anyway, there's always a great time
life.
Happening over at Dante's Fire on Grant. You know, and it's funny, we just had Jim Murphy here, you know, because he's Jim's... neighbor.
Yeah, they're right there.
Right there. When you're thinking about great cuisine and great cocktails in a super great atmosphere, you got to have Ken Foy from Dante's Fire on the radio. Chef, how you doing, brother?
Bacony.
Well, you know, what else would you be in an event like this? I mean, how in the world, okay, someone says, okay, Dante's Fire, Chef Ken Foy is going to be bringing his A game. There's going to be 2,500 people out at this event. You got to do something with bacon. How did you come to prepare or plan for the kind of thing you wanted to introduce to our fans tonight?
A lot of pigs had to die, first and foremost.
And can we just take a moment to reflect on the magnitude of their, of their service?
Someone had to suffer. We did this event last year, their inaugural event, and it was just so much fun, such a great vibe with the...
And you guys did great last year. I was here. I thought
that
was one of my favorite places last year. So,
so we wouldn't miss out.
Yeah. Well, when you're at the top of the game, why would you?
There you go.
Yeah, so.
Great. So, okay, so you've been up all night for the last nine nights, I think, you know, putting your crew together. So when you're thinking about what to prepare, what kind of things went through your mind? And we're actually staring an example of what you are going to be serving tonight.
Well, it started off with a twist we did of our pork three ways at the restaurant once. We did that candied bacon, and people were just skipping the pork three ways and saying, can I have a plate of the candied bacon? So we put it with some local jalapenos, char grilled with a nice cheese stuffing and some local pickles, and then to add some excellence to it, a bacon infused olive oil on the top from Skyline Oils right here in Arizona.
Bacon infused olive oil. Oh, and look, it's the oil is just right there. It's almost like a cascading from the cucumber.
Yep.
Okay, here I go.
Bacon and rogue bacon with sugar.
Wow.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so
the sweetness of that gives it, I mean, like the sweet and the spicy together.
Yes, that's what does it.
The yin and the yang.
It's the yin and the yang. So, I mean, this is like the jalapeno popper concept taken like to undefined levels. The spice is absolutely perfect. It's just a little kiss of spice, the sweetness, and that robustness, that savory note of that olive oil.
Yep.
You did it, Ken Foy!
Yep.
Absolutely delicious. So you're going to be kicking out about 2,500 of these tonight.
We got a grip of them. when we got the chilies in, they were a little spicier than we liked, so we rinsed them underwater and get some of that capsaicin off the chili, so it's just a background. It's not in your face.
And that's the thing about the Weto chilies is, like, you can get them, and they're just perfect, and then you can get them, and they just blow your mouth up. And these are about... perfect. Is
right on. So,
absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, really
okay,
good.
So go see our friend Chef Ken Foy. He's over there at the Dante's Fire booth. You know, follow the paparazzi. You know,
that's where you'll go.
Now, I got to ask you, since you're here, I mean, are we excited about Gruden and what he's going to be bringing to our skins back in Washington this year?
If he makes it through 2 years, then I'll pay attention.
So, anyway, we got about another minute left before we're going to bring our next chef on. But what can we expect from Dante's Fire as we get into the summer months? What's going on?
In the summer months, we're doing our amazing happy hour specials, 7 from 7 till 7, 7 select menu items, available from 4 to 7 every day of the week and all day on Sunday.
Nice.
For our happy hour.
See, because happy hour has to be on the weekends, too.
Has to.
It has to be on the weekends.
I completely agree.
I salute the restaurants. You know, but there are some restaurants that do, you know, Monday through Friday from 5 to 6.
We just don't go there.
No,
we go to Dante's instead.
Exactly. So where can people find Dante's Fire? Not only the restaurant itself, but where they can find you online?
We've got the Facebook presence, the Twitter presence, and the website. So www.dantesfireaz, in case you get lost. .com.
And all of your meals and your cocktails and everything are sort of categorized into the eight, what is it?
The deadly sins.
You got fraud, you got heresy, you got
greed.
Yeah, I mean, this is a fun place
to go. I've
made
it through the sloth side. But.
Well, speak for yourself. I have yet to get through sloth. Anyway, and, you know, certainly I won't be getting there by the end of this evening. But anyway, Chef Ken Foy from Dante's Fire, it's great to see you. Now get back to work because you've got 2,500
people
waiting to see you and your majesty, sir.
We can't wait.
Kick it out. I'll come over there and have a beer with you when the show's done.
Very well.
All right, man. Good to see you.
You
Chef well. Ken Foy from Dante's Fire. Now, John, we got to go to Dante's together sometime.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, one of the great and fun places to come. The great cocktails.
Well, and Ken was wearing one of his Mexican moonshine shirts from last week's Cantina Crawl, so...
yeah.
That's Roger Klein's things. If it wasn't for Bacon Fest, I would be down at Rocky Point right now. So.
That's right.
So.
Priorities. And he's actually one of these chefs that says, you know, he puts a layer of cucumber foam on this this martini there. I mean, he's like he and the chef sort of get to, the
I
chef
saw a
the
picture of this thing yesterday.
Get together. Oh. It's absolutely. Well, speaking of gorgeous, I'm trying to think about how the segue goes for you. I suppose. Well, anyway, you know, we were talking to Jim Murph about, you know, who were some of the early guys in town who really helped to create Tucson as a food community. And, you know, we always have to sort of tip our hats to Pat Connors at Pastiche.
Absolutely.
For all the great
That's
work that he
staple.
Does. And you know what? What a coincidence, because here we are talking about Pastiche, and executive chef Tim Morris sits down. Tim, welcome back to On the Menu Live.
Thank you. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Let's get a little bit more volume from Chef here. Perfect. You know, you made it to Bacon Fest, Chef.
I did, finally.
How in the world do you prepare for this kind of event?
How can you not? Everybody loves bacon. I could just put a slab of bacon out and it'd be fantastic for everybody.
That's
a good point.
Exactly.
You really don't have to do much with it.
Right.
But there are some amazing things happening.
You know, speaking of amazing things, so I'm actually just about to take a picture, and I want to remind all of our listeners, you know, follow us on Instagram at On The Menu Live. Follow us on Facebook, On The Menu Live. On Twitter, On The Menu Live. I'm not into that Pinterest stuff, but, you know, perhaps one day I will because our sponsors might require it. But anyway, Chef Tim Moore from Pastiche, what have you brought for us to enjoy? Now, this is exactly what you're going to be kicking out for the thousands of people that are going to be on site tonight.
This is exactly it.
What are we doing?
It is a play on a cupcake. It's a jalapeno bacon cornbread with a jalapeno bacon maple bourbon and goat cheese frosting.
Oh, maple!
And then I gave you a little bit of jalapeno bacon sprinkles on top.
Okay, so there's maple bourbon in the cornbread cupcake?
In the
bacon?
In the goat cheese frosting.
In the goat cheese frosting.
Do you just pop this in your mouth, or would you
take a bite. You can pop it in. You look like a pop it in your mouth kind of guy.
I have a big mouth, so thanks, Tim.
Now, what would happen? What would happen if we both did it at the same time? You're gonna
have to do all the talking.
So here you go.
Well, everybody looks like they're enjoying it. There's a lot of chewing going on. You might need some water. The cornbread's a little drying. Or beer. Not to mention, there's loads of beer around. How can you go wrong with bacon and beer?
That frosting.
Oh, my God.
It rocks.
And I didn't cook the bourbon down, so it's a drink and and a little tasty.
Well, there
bite.
You go.
And bless you, Tim, for having that level of wisdom. Okay, right away, the sweetness of that cornbread works beautifully with that
with
the savory notes. You know, the creaminess of that goat. And you're right; you taste that bourbon sort of peeks through a little bit.
Yep.
I mean, how in the world? I mean, it's Bacon Fest. Let's fry up some bacon and hand it out. Chef Tim Moore says, "Oh no, we're going to the stratosphere on this one." How did you come up with this idea?
We're looking for a rib here.
I don't really know. It just kind of came out of nowhere. Somebody said do cornbread, and I was like, "Hey, let's do a cupcake. Why not?
Why not?
Jalapeno cornbread cupcake.
That's my kind of cupcake. So."
Maple, bacon, bourbon, goodness. with a goat cheese. Now, is that what do you call that? That's not a.
I call it a frosting because that's what frosting. It's supposed to look like.
It really does look like a cupcake. You expect sweet when you get it, and it's just.
I mean, there's
a hint of sweet from great, the maple just, bourbon.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of different flavors coming together in a beautiful way here. So now there are officially 2,498 of these left for all of our listeners to get their hands and their palates on. Chef Tim Moore from Pastiche. Now, you guys are no longer Pastiche Modern Eatery. You made a big change here a few months ago, and boy, has the community responded.
We did. We are now Pastiche Food Drink. We redid the whole bar, the whole restaurant. Huge horseshoe bar.
Nice.
18 beers on tap.
We do 18 beers.
18 beers.
So, like, you remember the old days of Pastiche? You walk in, and you had to sort of a meander through to find the bar. Now the bar is the epicenter of the Pastiche experience, is it not?
Yes, it is. And we still have the wine and the fine food and changed the atmosphere a little, but the food and everything stayed the same.
So as we're going into the summer months, you know, we were asking our chefs here how they're preparing for summer. You have any events coming up there at Pastiche?
We don't have any events coming up. We do our Monday burger and beer for $8. We have our Tuesday steak night, $15 for a full steak dinner. Happy hour, 3 to 6 every day. We're open from 11 to 11 every day.
Beautiful. And, you know, when you say Tuesday steak night, I want to make sure that our listeners understand. It's a sort of a different concept every Tuesday.
Yes.
So it's not like a porterhouse
every
Tuesday.
Every
single Tuesday there's something new, there's something fresh, be it a ribeye or you know, or a porterhouse or a filet or, I mean, all kinds. I mean, the world is really your canvas, and you just check it out.
Whatever I feel like doing.
And then you've got this great email that comes out once a week that people can go to your website and sign up to get that email to learn everything that's going on.
It's at pastichememe.com, and then we're also on Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest.
Pastiche me. I just want to walk in there and say,
see, he's on Pinterest. You're not on Pinterest.
Anyway, we want all of our friends again. They're going to be coming out here tonight in big numbers to go see my friend Tim Moore over at the Pastiche booth to have this lovely jalapeno cornbread cupcake with maple,
really killer
bourbon, bacon, goat cheese. I salute you, sir. Thanks for everything. And you know, after I have a beer with Murph, I guess I'm going to go have a beer with Tim
Moore.
We're making our rounds tonight. Anyway, Tim, Chef, get busy, man. Good to see you. Pastiche again, you know, one of these
again,
great
it's a staple. It's
a staple right there on Campbell.
Yeah.
Go in there and check out the new digs because it's a fundamental transformation of the space. Pat Connors has for a long time been one of my heroes in town, and he's just one of the good guys. So go see Tim Moore at the Pastiche.
Speaking of the other good guys,
no kidding. I mean, you know, it's only an hour show. How in the world can we squeeze?
We could not fit everybody in this. That is out here today.
You know, and especially
so we picked the best of the best.
Yeah, especially and these guys are just coming off of, you know, they come here to Bacon Fest. They say, okay, we got to feed 2,500 people. They say 25. That's just another day at the office. These guys just cooked for 5,000
exactly.
At the Centurions event. And the man here who's going to tell the stories on how they survived, Jared from Brushfire Barbecue.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Nice to see you again, brother.
Good to be out here. Nice to see you guys.
So barbecue, we are queuing it up big time here at Bacon Fest.
Sure, it's that time of year. It's wonderful stuff.
It's the summer. It's the, you know, it's peach ale, it's barbecue, it's
and Brushfire.
And nobody does it better than Brushfire.
Right, I mean, you know, because let's just say it is habit forming.
Oh yeah.
I mean Brushfire. And now since you've been on the show, and I'm a little embarrassed because it's been a while, you know, you're no longer there just on Campbell, the flagship Brushfire restaurant. You're kicking out some queue for people on the east side
on
now.
The east side, 22nd and Cole, but not only do you get your queue on the east side, we also have
ice cream.
That's what
I just saw that. So
So,
it's one-stop shopping.
One-stop shopping. We make everything from scratch. Our barbecue, our ice cream. It's all homemade. We get to play with different ice cream flavors, and I got a special pork belly ice cream.
I was going to say, is there any bacon?
Pork belly ice cream.
I'm
nice.
Not
going to
bring it out till later tonight, but yeah.
Well, we'll still be here. So, no.
For sure.
So, okay, so we got bacon at the top of everyone's mind, and when you're thinking about bacon and you're thinking about barbecue, what does tonight look like for Brushfire Barbecue Company?
Well, when we think bacon, we think pork belly. That's what we do in our shop. We smoke it. We like to braise it, make it nice and tender. So this year for Bacon Fest, we decided to do our pork belly mac and cheese.
Oh.
So we braised our pork belly, smoked in the smoker for a couple hours to get that smoky flavor.
Pork belly mac
keep
and cheese.
Talking. We're
keep
diving
talking.
In. We're
talking.
Diving in. We're diving in.
And then, we braised it with some shallots and some bacon, and we made a little bacon jelly to go on top. So you have –
the bacon jelly is really what kicks this over the top. I mean,
right?
That is unbelievable.
Right off the top, just a little sweet note with the fat of that pork belly. And, you know, I'm going to say, well, pork belly, that's the essence of bacon. You know, the closer you get to the belly, That's where you want to be, inside the whole hog. Is that right,
that's
Jared?
That's right. Where all the fat and good stuff is.
That's where all the flavor is. So we're talking about bacon, mac and cheese. And
this is incredible.
You know, people make mac and cheese, and I've seen a couple folks put bacon in the mac and cheese, but it's, you know, sort of a sprinkle. I mean, this thing, there's you should call it, a mac and cheese bacon.
Right. I thought I was going to just get some on the top. It's on the bottom, too, so it's...
Yeah, on the bottom, you'll find some caramelized shallots and some bacon, and that adds more sweet.
Yeah, and it looks like it's sort of layered, so you've got the bacon jam, or what are you calling
it? Bacon jam.
Bacon jelly on the top, and you got the caramelization on the bottom, and right in the middle, you got the beautifully rich mac and cheese. Now, what kind of cheese are you using in here, Jared?
We use aged white cheddar, aged yellow cheddar, and then a cheese sauce. Cream, butter.
Oh yes,
mixed
it all together. Really?
Okay. Yeah, what do you have, Matt? I'll have the pork belly fat with the cream and the butter. Yeah, go to Brushfire. That's where you can find that. Anyway, so you guys are going to be making a lot of friends here tonight, Jared.
We hope so.
Like you need,
staying over at that booth now. Sorry, Albert. I've already switched my loyalty.
Right. Well, it's a good thing John and I are VIPs because we have an hour before the rest of the town gets. So nice. if everybody that's listening to our voices now, if you're lucky, there'll be some left. Jared's kind soul, he'll save you some.
If we don't run out, we'll be all right.
Go see my friend Jared over at Brushfire Barbecue Company. So what can we expect from Brushfire as we get into the summer months? You guys got anything going on special you want to talk about?
You know what? Nothing other than ice cream. We're really going to start pushing our ice cream.
Great time.
It's a great time to do it. So, yeah.
We did the Centurion's party. We had graduation. The month of May was extremely busy for us. So now it's time to kind of focus in on the ice cream. We opened Valentine's Day, so we haven't been open that long. So we're really going to focus on that and start promoting our ice cream.
Great.
That's very cool.
Well, you know, this is the season for Q, brother, and I know that you're going to be big, you're going to be bold, you're going to be busy all summer long and into the fall, and you guys set the barbecue bar, I think, as high as can be set here in southern Arizona, and you're true heroes of mine, and I wish you all great success. Get through the night tonight. Like I said, this is nothing for Jared and Ben at Brushfire. And, we're going to have a beer with Murphy.
We're doing a beer.
We're going to have a beer with Tim Moore.
Right.
We're going to have a beer with Ken Foy. Yep. And we'll probably meander over to the Brushfire.
Yeah, definitely
have a little
I'm
bit
glad
more
you guys are all kind of stationed together.
There's no coincidence that they're all
just
right
go to the west
together.
Just go to the west side of the field. That's where we'll be.
Anyway, the master of the mac and cheese in this community with his great bacon, Jared amazing. From Brushfire, thank you so much for everything.
Thank you. I appreciate
right
it.
Right on.
Have a good night.
Sure. I mean, where do you go from Brushfire Barbecue, we're having a great time. Okay, so Michael back at the studio reminds us that we have 1 minute left before we do our trivia question. Now, we're going to be giving a gift card to one of the great restaurants here in southern Arizona. If you're the first person to call in with the right answer to the trivia question, I have to tell you I'm completely unprepared.
I am.
And I don't have any idea what a good question would be. So I'm looking at the Oracle of Wisdom here.
That's right.
Jason Miko at Russell Public Communications. No, he's already on his. Let's see, I stopped counting. Here's a good question.
The law of diminishing returns does not apply to what dish with bacon? Bacon and something. The law of diminishing returns.
Okay,
that's fair.
Why don't we try that? Okay, so the law of diminishing returns does not apply to bacon and blank.
How did I know that was going to be the question? Because we were talking about this earlier.
What is the one thing with bacon that adage just does not apply?
Exactly.
If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now at 880-KNST. That's 880-5678 for a chance to win a gift card for one of Tucson's great restaurants. Good luck. We'll be right back.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from the second annual Arizona Bacon Fest at Keno Stadium with my celebrity co-host, John Farlow.
Do you ever feel like you're just on heaven on earth? I mean, this is...
We have arrived.
It's like, yeah.
We
it's
have
like
absolutely
pork
arrived.
Mecca here.
Want to thank our good friends, Chef Albert Hall from Acacia, Chef Jim Murphy from Kingfisher and Bluefin, Chef Ken Foy from Dante's Fire, Chef Tim Moore from Pastiche, Chef Jared Wren from Brushfire Barbecue.
Thank them just for existing because they brought us some amazing stuff. Today.
Anyway, we got a caller who thinks he knows the answer to the question. I want to repeat the question one more time. No, not the answer. The question is, the law of diminishing returns does not apply to bacon and blank. We want to know. They're completely liberated from that. They're completely there's a waiver from the law.
Yeah. Yep.
And, there's a guy on the line named Stuart, and he thinks he knows the answer to the question. Stuart, welcome to On the Menu Live.
You know, I really don't know the answer. My only comment was going to be it's bacon and anything with bacon in it.
Okay, he says bacon and anything with bacon in it.
I Well, I can't. That's not the answer we were looking for. I can't disagree, but
right, but you know, there's a classic. Okay, Stuart. Anyway, that's not the right answer. We do thank you for listening, and we thank you for calling in. That opens up a line at 880-KNST, 880-5678 for a chance to win a gift card. You know, we're going to give away $50 in Geo Taco gift certificates. $50 to enjoy Geo Taco downtown.
Think classic
berries. Americana, bacon and. What is it? Anyway, 880-5678, 880-KNST. You know, sometimes people are nervous.
They're on their way to Bacon Fest, one of the two. I mean,
that's right. They don't want to hear their names or their voices on the radio.
Right.
But anyway, we got a $50 gift card.
I would for a $50 gift card.
Yes, of course.
Taco.
I mean, Gio, the Artisan Tacos right down there next to World of Beer downtown.
They do bacon.
They do bacon in a big and bold way. Anyway, 880-KNST, 880-5678 for a chance to win a $50 gift card. From Geo Taco. The law of diminishing returns does not apply to bacon and blank. Bacon and blanks.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, no, you know, where's your lovely wife tonight? Are we going to be seeing Val tonight?
My lovely wife will be here. By the way, shout out to Val Ukuk.
Ukuk! Whatever that means.
I have no idea.
I hope she's listening.
Yeah, if she's not, she'll listen to the replay. So.
Okay, great. We got a couple of callers now that think they know the answer to the question. Let's go to line two. Hey, caller, how are you?
Bacon and eggs.
He says bacon and eggs. Bacon and eggs.
Is that apparent?
Jason, he says bacon and eggs. That is absolutely right, caller. That is so true. Yes. I'm so glad you shared my enthusiasm.
Great excitement there.
Yes, bacon and eggs. The law of diminishing returns does not. You can eat bacon and eggs breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Every day.
What's your name, caller? What's your name?
Absolutely.
What's your name? what's your name, caller?
Troy.
Okay, Troy, you are in for a treat because you are going to be our guest at Geo Taco downtown. $50 at Geo
Taco
is coming your way. So stick around. Don't go away because Michael back at the studio is going to get all your information. We're going to mail those gift cards out to you, sir.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening.
All it takes is a hint, John.
Yeah.
All it takes is a hint.
And that is a classic pairing. So I mean,
bacon and eggs.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know, and Jason Miko obviously likes bacon and eggs because he was the wisdom behind the question.
Yeah.
And let's give him $50 at Geo Taco, too, while we're at it. I mean, you know, this is
we're
hard work.
All you can eat bacon tonight. So,
John, this is your second annual Arizona
second
Bacon Fest.
One.
What sort of advice do you have for people that have not been to this event? They're coming in this year for the first time. How do you strategically approach navigate this event?
I think you have to hit places early and often and just kind of recycle through places because really, you know, there's a lot more vendors there this year. So it's really good in that respect, but this place will get packed and places run out. The good places, the better places run out really quickly. I know that, you know, Dante's and some of the Lindy's and those folks, they ran out pretty quickly last year. So I think if you find what you like, you want to taste everything, but I think you want to kind of latch on to something that you really
Great idea. Yeah, great idea.
That's my strategy, at least.
So what about on the beer side? So we got 4-ounce tasting vessels.
Beer side, there is a ton of beer here today.
Yep.
And last year, the food ran out way before the beer did. So so it's going to be a fun time until 10 o'clock.
And, yes, exactly.
And you might want to call Entourage afterwards.
I'm glad you brought that up because I wanted to make myself a note here to remind everybody, if you're coming out to this event or if you're out enjoying yourself and you got there but you don't know how to get home,
that's right.
Call our buddies Entourage because you don't have to worry about taking a cab. You don't have
to leave your car down here. It's like you could just...
Certainly don't want people driving.
Absolutely. So, this is one of those events that you need to come, enjoy, and... Don't risk the DUI.
Come enjoy, have the time of your life, and then call Entourage, and they're going to show up with a scooter. They're going to put that little electric scooter in your trunk.
I love Entourage.
They're going to drive you home in your own car, unpack the scooter, off they go, 909-0100. That's
hard to believe, but I use them quite often.
909-0100. You know what? It's always nice if you're going to take Entourage or use Entourage. Tell my friends Jason and Amanda there that you heard about them on the radio because, you know, they've been longtime partners of On the Menu Live, and we love everything that they're about, and they really do provide a great community service.
They do. It's a great service, so.
So as you're making your way around the food and beverage scene across town, what's been fascinating you? You find any good rums on the scene these days?
You know what? We went to Sane House the other day. I tried several different rums, and they actually had a really great drink called the Corn and Oil.
It's my favorite cocktail there.
Yeah. And then beyond that, I mean, you know, really, I got to plug the Farlow Banff Burger at Lindy's.
Now, I thought you were kidding when you said this the first time. This is a legitimate story.
It is. So I'm on the Rialto board, and we had a gala, and Lindy was kind enough to donate a burger. Like, you build your own burger, name it. It's going to be the burger of the month. I happened to pick that particular piece up, and so for the month of June, the Farlow Banff Burger is on the menu.
At Lindy's.
It is on.
I love it.
And it is killer.
And what, just give a little tease on some of the ingredients.
Okay.
So we got
burger, cheddar,
20 seconds.
Cheddar, bacon, of course, pulled pork, and a spicy sweet peanut sauce, which rocks. Just as amazing.
Sandwiched between two beautiful buns.
And if you want to throw an egg on there,
more power to you. Yeah. Anyway, John Farlow, you know, one of the good guys in this community. I always love eating and drinking with you.
Yeah.
And you and I have our work cut out for us tonight, sir.
We got some.
Anyway, let's go have a beer somewhere at some point that we said we were going to meet.
Yep.
Anyway, if you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website early next week at onthemenulive.com. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and John Farlow reminding you, if it's Saturday from 4 to 5, it's on the menu live. Cheers. Have a great weekend. We'll see you at Bacon Fest.